Introduction. We find that often we are our own worst enemies. There might be a little voice in your head that will go over every way you can fail in stunning detail. This voice is illogical and harmful, but ultimately a part of us. For some people, this voice is louder than it is for others. These are the overthinkers of the world. While overthinking can be spun into a good thing, it is a lead weight wrapped around our ankles during our daily lives, or worse, when we have the audacity to want to leave our comfort zone. We think this voice is our friend, our protector from our baser instincts and the dangers of the world, there to talk us out of our dumber ideas. In reality, overthinking has probably held you back more than it has helped you. How often have you talked yourself out of doing something fun because you were afraid of looking silly? How many missed chances have you had because you did not socially and professionally put yourself out there? How many things have you quit because that voice told you that you were no good and you should just give up and save a few bucks? Your voice of reason and that little gremlin that only exists to tell you how much you suck are two wildly different things. To reach your full potential, you need to let those doubts go. You will only take risks, finish projects, or create new connections if you are the first person telling yourself that you will succeed. This is not purely a mental journey. Several concrete steps you can take in your life will reduce the noise in your head and focus on the things that really matter.